Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to another season of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. It has been a long time coming. I know you guys have been like, where is she and when is it coming back? Welcome back. And I'm so excited about this season because, as you heard in the new intro to the podcast, this season is all about the becoming and providing you the lessons learned, journey, and the roadmap to help you become the person you need to be in order to create the life and or business of your dreams. So everyone that is a guest, all of the solo episodes with just myself are literally in line with that. My heart's desire and my goal is to help you stop shrinking and show up as a person that you've always felt deep down inside, but 9 times out of 10 that the world has never seen. Because we water ourselves down to be accepted by societal norms and the shoulds, the things we should do, not what we really want to do. And for the most part, most of us have still shown up as badasses in the marketplace, in our career, in life in general. Most people around us feel that we are the go-to person. We know everything. We can do all things. But to us, we know there's so much more. And so with that being said, I just wanted to welcome you back to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. And I took my time coming back because I wanted it to be right. I wanted it to be helpful. I wanted it to be transparent, but I didn't. But it is going to be. I literally feel like 2023 was 2023-ing, and it was the season to break me, to rebuild me. It was a season for me to unlearn, to relearn, in order for me to become the CEO, the friend, the sister, just the person that I want to be, how I want to show up as my full, authentic, complete, whole self without harboring anyone else's secrets, anyone else's expectations, and truly feel light, free, liberated, at peace, and just genuinely free to be. And I want that for so many others, because once you have it, all I can say is watch out, world. And that's where I am. Like Issa Rae said, it's me season. It's your season. It's your time. It's your time. And I know so many that I've spoken with, because I wanted to make sure that I was tapped in, like I was locked in and really speaking the language of those who want to come on this journey because they're ready
for the evolution. They're ready for their becoming. But they're also in a place where they feel stuck. They've lost themselves and are so unclear about what direction to go, where to start, how to start, when to start, if they're really ready to start. And not just speaking from a place of solution, because that's what my brain is. Now that I know that I know that I know that I know the path to get us there, that's the only thing I talk about. And for so many who can't even see their feet, nevertheless, the next step in front of them, it doesn't resonate. And so I've been talking and asking the questions because I want to lock in. I want to make sure that this is speaking your language so that you know that you know that you know that this is the place you need to be in order to truly get the transformation that your heart desires. I'm trying to turn off my notifications, y'all, because I was so excited to jump in here that I forgot to do that. So you might hear the dinging and the buzzing of text messages and emails. I apologize. But with that being said, welcome. Welcome to the becoming. I'm so super excited about this next phase of life for me and for you. I pray that I am the guiding light that you have been praying for, because I know so many of us, myself included, have been praying for a version of us. I constantly say, I need a me to help me. I have been on the hunt for a me to help me, because it's so easy to help you guys. But to do what I naturally do, how I do it for me, is a lot harder. And so I understand the difficulty that you have when it comes to consistently showing up, holding yourself accountable, and hell, just even being able to see what path to take to even create transformation when you don't even or can't even clearly see like what that could even be, because you blocked yourself from dreaming as a coping mechanism to prevent hurt, pain, disappointment. And I'm just so excited about what's to come, because once we become, it's a ripple and it's only up from there. Like, the world is not ready for us, okay? Especially us as a collective, because we're literally about to shake some stuff up, shift the culture of traditional business and how it's done. We're about to create things that don't already exist. Like, how many of you remember before the cell phone was a thing? And literally drastically change the lives of ourselves and others for the better. Our dreams of today are definitely the reality of tomorrow. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're one of the chosen ones, as I call us. The golden child, if you've seen the movie. The visionary, the change agent, the disruptor that is destined to go out here and shake some stuff up and make the world a better place. And so I hope you're just excited as I am to go along on this journey. And I promise you, I know how scary you can be. I know how uncomfortable being vulnerable and changing can be, especially when those around you aren't changing at the same pace that you are, or nevertheless are not choosing to make the change, to be better, to do better, to live life to the fullest. It's hard. It's hard. And honestly, part of my King in the Invisible Clothes season, as I'm talking in it with the season of transparency and vulnerability, I wanted to do the Become Retreat last year, and I heard God tell me, no, ma'am, you have to become first. And I was like, I know I don't. You know, I can help people get there before I get there, because it's one of my gifts is seeing the end and then creating the simple steps to success to get there, right? That's my gift. And he was like, I said what I said. So I went out to TJ Maxx and I bought a journal. And because of the nerd that I am, I created a legend in it. And I highlighted, I got my highlighters, my markers, all the things. But in addition to that, I also started vlogging my journey. Because I know once you're removed from the pain, it gets foggy. You know, it's like stubbing your toe. You remember the pain, but it's not as adamant as it was when it happened. And I wanted to personally be able to go back and look at those videos and relive the moment so that I can tap in and lock in to you guys because you're in the process now. Or if you're joining us in the Become Mastermind as you walk through that journey. I want to be able to lock in and I want you to be able to see that I've experienced this. And it's not just talk when I say that I'm my first client and I test everything on me because I want to know that I know that I know that I know that it's going to really help you. Because I know time and money are two resources we don't play about, okay? And so I'm going to share. If you're in the mastermind, you'll get to see the videos. You'll get to see the tears. You'll get to have a sneak peek behind the scenes of real life. One of the things that I, or takeaways or ahas from that season is many people saw that I could do it, knew I was capable of helping them do it, but also looked at me as Miss Perfect, which I was like, how? Because I wasn't being transparent, right? And a lot of times also because I show up as my happy, naturally bubbly self, because that is who I am for a couple of reasons. One, I've seen the not so happy, bubbly side of me, and I don't like that version of me. Guys, I feel like the Hulk. Like, once I calm down, I'm tired. And I'm like, who has time for that? We're supposed to be out here living life to the fullest, not being burnt out because we allowed somebody to take us there. That's one. But for two, I always have felt like if it's not your fault, the reason why I'm in the space that I'm in, or I feel the way that I feel, I am not going to project my sadness, my pain, my frustrations onto you because it's not your fault. And so there's no need for me to show up, you know, in this wrecked state. But that came across to many people as phony. Apparently, there's not many people in the earth today that show up from a pure heart without alternative motives, right? Or this crab in the barrels mentality. And that's never been. My heart is my heart, and my heart is a servant's heart. I just want to help. Because many times people be like, well, what you want in return? Sleep. I just want to hurt. Because I also know that 9 times out of 10, if I feel the need to be of assistance or service, it's gonna come back tenfold. But I also learned we're not doing everything for free because there are people out here thriving and I was still struggling. Struggling. And couldn't see my way out many times. And many people around me didn't know, didn't even have a clue. Not even those closest to me. Because again, it's not your fault, right? And a lot of times you don't know what you don't know, so you don't even know what type of help to ask for. But yeah. So buckle up because it's about to get really real in this season. But I'm also bringing lots of experts to the show to share their journey, their lessons learned, and help you along the way get to where you want to be. Become the person, one that you've destined to be since birth, but who you must become in order to help those that you are assigned to. Many of you are purpose-driven entrepreneurs, and many of you have been still trying to figure out which passion is your purpose. And honestly, the only thing you really need to know is that your purpose is attached to an assignment. God has put you here for a reason. And the good and the bad and the ugly has been to prepare you to understand the assignment, as they say, and really do your part to make his will a reality. My pastor always says that, you know, we are the living word. We are the inspiration, the walking, talking billboards, the proof of the pudding that God is real, because we are the ones that make things happen that other people say can't. They say that's crazy, it's insane. If it was meant to be, it'll already be. All the things, right? And we're the ones that show up and make it do what they do. That's because, like I said in the beginning, you're the golden child. You're a chosen one, even though it don't feel like it most of the time. But once you actually are walking in your purpose in alignment to your assignment, that is when the rubber meets the road, as they say, where you're able to do what you love and get paid to do what you love. And not just make a few coins, but abundantly prosper. Because money makes the world go round. And honestly, the more you have, the more you can do. As long as you are living and your needs are met, you can give stuff away for free. You can do more of the passion stuff that you want to do. But you at least, you just got to get to the point where your passion, your purpose, and your profession align. You can do what you love, do what you naturally do, and get paid to do you. So you can help those that you are assigned to. And that is the becoming. That is why I'm so excited about it. So this video is not supposed to be that long or this long, but welcome. I feel like the 1970 show, Welcome Back, Mr. Carter. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I hope you enjoy this season. I hope you apply the gems and nuggets that are about to be dropped. I hope you share it with those around you. So you might have been preaching to them for years to come, and they just need to hear from somebody else. Or maybe it'll help them understand you better. But let's spread the word. Let's help others become while we become. We're not meant to do this thing alone. And honestly, one of the other aha and things that I've learned, and I've heard the statistics before, but when your personal part of life is thriving, your professional can't help but to, like, it just, you know, a lot of people always ask me, they're like, how did you do that? And I'd be like, God, none of my God, because I've been doing the work. You have to do the work before you can do the work. And this is the work. This is the work we don't be wanting to do, but it's necessary to do. So welcome to this season of the Confident and Courageous Clarity podcast. And I can't wait to watch your evolution and your ascension and all the things as you go on your journey to become. That's it for this week. We'll be back same time, same place. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help.
Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey, and by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world, and together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident, stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.